But as I said, you can always decide to take the train and let the train take the strain. Unfortunately, if you travel on Southeastern, however, the problem is that the Southeastern franchise has been stripped from Southeastern. They've taken it off and the government have taken it away because of £25 million shortfall in some form of good faith problem that they've had with them. Let's find out what that's all about with Bruce Williamson from Rail Futures. Bruce, very good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning, Mike.
So, I'm a bit puzzled as to what this actually means. They're saying that Southeastern has not declared over £25 million of historic taxpayer funding, which should have been returned. Does this mean that basically they've taken money as a kind of stipend that they should have given back, and they haven't given it back?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly it. Yeah, they've been overpaid in very, very simple terms. I think this relates in some ways to services on High Speed 1. There was possibly some sort of subsidy. I mean, I can't get to the bottom of the, you know, the nitty-gritty of the details here. Yeah. But yeah, they've been overpaid, they've been found out, and they've been busted,
right,
basically.
Well, that sounds rather dishonest to me, that. Is that not some kind of criminal offence?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, they say they've paid the money back. It may be that having stripped them of their franchise, the government considers that to be punishment enough.
Right.
But there may be a case, I really don't know, for some sort of criminal proceedings against this, because clearly, you know, ripping the government off to the tune of tens of millions of pounds, it's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, that's the job of the tax people, really, ripping off the government, isn't it? So, I mean, the railway shouldn't be doing it. What does it mean for the passengers, then, the people with, more significantly, I suppose, with season tickets?
Well, the good news is that the passengers won't notice any difference at all. They'll be...
It'll still be crap, in other words.
I'm sorry?
I said it will still be rubbish, in other words.
Well, if that's your experience of Southeastern, then yes. I'm
yeah, it's the reason I bought... Southeastern, the reason I bought a car.
Oh, right. OK, well, I'm sorry to hear that, you know, because obviously it's my job to promote rail. Some services are better than other.
Yeah.
But yeah, season tickets will continue to be valid. It will be sort of rolled over, hopefully seamlessly, into a state-run operation, as has happened with Northern... I can't remember the other one, but yeah, it's LNER. There are already two other railways running under this state operator of last resort, they call it. So the trains keep running.
So the trains will keep running, but it's not good news, is it, for the future of the train business? Because presumably, if you don't have a company running it, you really don't have anybody investing in the future of it in terms of rolling stock, in terms of making sure that the service is improving, making sure that, you know, the staff are looked after. Does it mean anything for the staff, for instance?
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that, because we've got to remember that, you know, even under franchising, the railways were run pretty much by the government. So it's the government that makes those investments decisions about rolling stock and so on. And the experience seems to be that, you know, LNER is a really good example. It failed three times under the private sector. And when it was temporarily run by the state, the services actually seem to improve slightly. So I'm confident it won't get worse.
Okay.
That way.
All right. But then that would beg the question, if that's the case, then why doesn't the government just run everything and forget about giving out franchises?
Well, you'll have to ask the government that. I mean, we know that franchising is dead in its old form. So what's happening now is that all the train operating companies are running on a fixed price contract. So the ticket revenue for all train operators goes straight to the Department for Transport.
Right.
And that's the way it will stay. I'm pretty confident about that. You know,
okay.
That COVID forced the issue, but franchising was dying anyway. And we're also seeing this introduction of this overarching body, Great British Railways, to sort of supervise the whole of the running of the railways, one big umbrella group. So some people could see that as a gradual return to renationalisation, which I think is happening.
Yes, I've got the feeling that's kind of on the cards as well. Good to talk to you, Bruce. Thanks very much indeed. Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Futures on the news that basically the Southeastern Railway Company has been squirreling away money in what sounds like a bit of an illegal situation. £25 million. They're saying they gave it back. The government's saying they didn't. They've been stripped of their franchise. We'll see what happens next. This is Talk Radio.